वंदेहं श्रीगुरु।
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 13th of July, 1975, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam.
Mr. Manishev is becoming life member.
Oh, thank you. Give him more.
Yes.
This is fine. Thank you very much.
Now you can. I saw you before.
Twice before. Once in Chicago and once in New York.
How are you now?
I'm fine. Thank you.
She's your daughter?
My daughter. My son-in-law. My sleeping grandson.
So make him active like you.
Well, I have a question, may I ask? Is it sometimes for the person possible that a person is reborn in the same body?
Same body, yeah. What is that?
Is a person reborn the same body?
Yes. You are reborn every moment. You are like this child sometimes. Is this body the same? Do you think your body is the same when you are a child like that, lying down on the lap of your mom? Is the same body?
Well, my body is different than the child's body.
Yeah. So different body means you are changing body every moment. Imperceptibly.
Can it sometimes
that is the medical science.
Can it sometimes be perceptibly? Can a person
perceptibly? Perceptibly, you can understand that the body is being changed so long you are within this body, because the person, the soul, is not in the body. The body does not change. Body changes so long the soul is there. And as soon as the soul goes out of the body, there is no one change. Is it not perceptible?
The soul goes out of the body.
There is no one change. It remains in the same stature. Why? That means so long the soul is there, changes take place.
Thank you very much.
Yes, any intelligent man will understand this very simple thing, that so long the body, the soul is within the body changes. And as soon as this body, just like you are old man, I am old man, the body is no more possible to be changed, some other, then I'll have to accept another body. That is called transmigration. The modern so-called scientists, philosophers, they do not understand this plain truth. And they are passing on as big scientists, big philosophers, misleading public.
Thank you.
So, giving some prasad?
Yes, thank you.
Yes, thank you. So many proofs here.
All proof.
Good father, good daughter.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. My
son likes pictures. Pictures of Krishna. Is it all right to give him pictures to play with, or is that too offensive? Maybe like if we covered them with plastic or something? Because he
draws nice. Not offensive, but it should not be disrespectful. So that he cannot do that. He has no sense now. So better just show him and keep it. Not handle
him.
Thank you.